And I am intentionally redundant because most of the times our minds have been fed so many negative things until we have to keep hammering away at the false concepts with the truth until our individual consciousness accepts the truth and we are set free. I say, whatever good you want, get full of the feeling. If you want to be healthy, and you don't have to be sick to pray the prayer for health, if you want to be healthy all of your days in this dimension, in your consciousness, in your own mind, entertain the thought, the belief, the feeling of health. Get full of the feeling of health, and that will keep you healthy. It will heal you if you're sick.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show. My name is Ali West, and I am your host. And for everybody listening in, whether you are a first-time listener or a returning listener, I welcome you to the show. I've got another great episode lined up for you today. If you are new to this podcast is all about helping you to live a longer, healthier, happier, and more joyful life. I do that by covering a different topic or subject centered around health and well-being each week. Some weeks, it's just myself on the podcast, sharing my knowledge, wisdom, expertise from over 10 years in the health and fitness sector. And other weeks, I bring on a guest and pick their brain and dive into their knowledge and wisdom on whatever topic I may be covering or want to learn more about and share with you that week. This week, I am going to talk to you guys all about meditation. This is a topic that we have covered in a previous episode. I believe it was episode 11. Don't hold me to that. But if you scroll back and look for my podcast episode all about meditation with Jason Stevenson, that was a bit of an intro into what meditation is, his experience and expertise in that field. And we shared a great conversation, really. I'd highly recommend after you've listened to this one, if you haven't already, go back to listen to that episode with Jason Stevenson, and we really go into meditation and what it's all about. But on this one, I wanted to share more of my own personal experiences, explain to you how it's helped me, the benefits I've got from it, talk to you about my meditation practice, what that might look like or what it does look like. And also, I want to give you some tips about how you can get started with meditation if you are new to it or a beginner. And also how you can take your meditation to the next level if you are already an experienced meditator or you may have been doing it for a while now. So this is going to be jam-packed with lots of information on my personal experiences, the benefits, and some tips of how you can get into meditation and take it to the next level. Before I go into that and before we get into the details and the nitty-gritty and the good meaty stuff of this podcast, if you haven't already, could you please like, follow, subscribe to this podcast? Especially if you are a regular listener and you're enjoying it, then please subscribe, follow, like, whatever that button is. Just pause this recording now, click that like, follow, or subscribe button, and you will be updated with all of my latest episodes when I release them. Secondly, if you haven't already left me a review, please do so. Please jump on iTunes, or if you can leave a review on the platform that you are listening to this on, please do leave me a review. Tell me what you like about the podcast. Tell me what you want to hear more about. Tell me what your favorite episode is, and that will help me out massively. Thirdly, share this with your friends and family and colleagues. If you are enjoying it, you're getting benefits from it, and it's helping you, which is the whole idea of the podcast. If you are gaining knowledge and wisdom from it, then please share it with your friends and family and colleagues. You can do that via social media or just by telling them about it. If they search Kinetic Fitness, wherever they get their podcasts, I will come up, this podcast will come up, and they can download it, subscribe, like, follow, and they can join the family, join the Kinetic Fitness family, and become healthier. If you are also listening to this on Spotify or iTunes or Anchor, whatever format you're listening to this on, just take a screenshot, And if you are on Instagram, share that on Instagram. My handle is AliWestFitness. If you tag me in it, whether that's on your story or on your feed, I will share it with my followers as well. Lastly, if you are listening to this on Anchor, which is the format that I host my podcasts on, Anchor, if you are listening to this on Anchor, you can actually leave me a voice note. So you can send me a voice note that will come directly to me. Again, maybe tell me what you're enjoying, tell me if you like it, give me some feedback, tell me what you want to hear about, and I will reply to that voice note. Whether you send me a direct message on Instagram, a voice note on Anchor, an email, I will always come back to you and I will always reply. So yeah, don't hesitate or don't be frightened to get in touch with me. I'm here to help you and help you to be a better version of yourself. I think that's about it on that intro business. Let's move on to today's podcast and get stuck into this. My experience with meditation, how it's helped me and how it can help you. So this is episode number 32 of the Kinetic Fitness Show. Let's go. Let's start off then by giving you an intro and a backstory of how I got into meditation, how it all started for me. Back in 2015, I decided that I was going to go out to Arizona to visit a friend of mine that had been living in the US for about 8 years. He originally moved to Seattle, then moved on to Scottsdale, Arizona, and he'd been out there for 8 years, one of my best friends, but I'd not been out to see him. And I thought to myself, this is terrible. This is really bad. I haven't been out to see one of my best friends in all this time. I need to make the move and go out there. I won't go too much into the details or the reasons why I hadn't already gone to see him, but the time was right. I booked my flights and I was like, right, I'm coming over to see you and we're going to have a great time and just catch up. So I did. I flew out for 10 days and it was his birthday at the time when I went over there, my friend Paul. And he had got into a bit of a spiritual journey. He'd started to meditate, look at things from a different angle, a different perspective, and started to become more of a spiritual kind of person, you could say. For me, I wasn't necessarily interested in that. I thought to myself at the time, as a lot of people do, and maybe you do listening into this, I thought it was a bit airy-fairy. I thought it was a bit hippie-ish. It wasn't for me. I was more of a realist. I like to live in this reality. And I just thought, nah, it's a bit weird. But he was like, we're going to go to Sedona. Sedona, if you don't know about it, is a beautiful place in Arizona. It's full of red rocks. It's a very sacred place. There's a lot of energy there and vortexes. It's sacred to Native Americans. And people have said that they've had all sorts of experiences there. People have said they've seen aliens there. So if you don't know about Sedona, just Google it, have a look. Amazing, amazing place. I, at this time, did not know anything about Sedona. I'd never heard of it. I didn't know what it was all about. But he was like, we'll do some outdoorsy activities. We'll do some scrambling, some climbing, some walking. And yeah, we'll just have a good time in the outdoors. And for me, being a fitness person, being well into my health and wellness and keeping fit, I was all up for that. Yep, let's do it. Let's go and do some climbing and some scrambling. So it was his birthday. We traveled out to Sedona, which was probably about an hour and a bit, maybe an hour and a half from where he was living, and had a really nice hotel that his mum and dad had hooked up for us because they had a timeshare. So we stayed in a nice hotel. And the first day we went there, he was like, right, we're going to go to this place that I've been looking at. It's called the Kachina Woman. It's a lot of feminine energy there. This at the time, again, didn't mean anything to me. It was like, we'll go, we'll have a look, do some meditation and just chill out. I was like, I've never meditated before. He was like, don't worry, I will teach you. We'll give it a go. If something happens, it happens. If not, you'll still be still and just it will chill you out. I was like, cool, I'll give it a go. I'm open to it. So we sat on the side of this rock. Really nice place, looking out the valley. Without you guys being there, it's very difficult to explain, but it was amazing. So red rocks, beautiful scenery, cactuses, like that traditional kind of Arizonan landscape that you can probably imagine if you haven't already been there. Looking out, he's like, look, just close your eyes, I'll walk you through some stuff to do. So I close my eyes, we sat on the side of this rock face. He's like, look, just start breathing slowly. So in through the nose, out through the mouth. And he was like, we're going to do a meditation called the Merkaba. And it will work on your chakras and your energy, and we'll see what happens. Again, at that time, I didn't know what chakras were. I didn't know about energy fields, any of that. But I was open to it. So I was like, yeah, you just walk me through it and I'll follow you. Spoke me through this meditation. Again, I will put all the description and links to this stuff in the description of this podcast. So if you don't know what the Merkaba is, I will put it in the description and send you some links as well of where to go to attempt to try this kind of meditation. There we were sitting. I had my eyes closed. He's walking me through this meditation. He's like, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. Imagine these colors, this color. Did all of that. And after about 6 or 7 minutes, I just felt an overwhelming sense of relaxation. I could feel the sunshine like pulsating and penetrating my whole body. I felt a little bit like light, as if I was floating. And I had the rapid eye movement. Sometimes you will see people meditating, you might have seen monks on the TV or whatever meditating, and their eyes flicker slightly when they're meditating. That was happening to me. And yeah, just had an amazing experience. And then after, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes, came back around and he was like, anything happened? How'd it go? I was like, that was amazing. What did we just do? I felt like I was floating, and my eyes were flickering. I felt amazing. I had loads of energy. And he was like, that's amazing. He goes, you must be really responsive to it. If this is your first time and all of that's happened, you must be really open. And I still don't really know to this day if I was open to it or whether it was the place that I was in and good energy was attracted to me. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe I'll never know. But something special happened there and then that day in Sedona. And I honestly believe that it was a turning point, a huge turning point in my life, and probably the biggest moment in my life, because I look at everything that's happened since that moment, since that first meditation in Sedona, and my life has changed for the better. It's snowballed. Everything's gone up, you could say, in direction, and things have moved forward in a positive and a great way for me. And I was just hooked after that. I was like, this is amazing. Let's do some more. So we did a bit more walking. He was like, there's so many different rocks here and rock formations. We'll try and do as many as we can. Some of the big ones in Sedona are Cathedral Rock. There's Airport Rock. There's the Boynton Canyon. And the other one will come to me, but I can't think what it is now. But again, you can look at these on Google. But he was like, we'll climb Cathedral Rock, which is one of the biggest ones. So we started scrambling up there. We got all the way to the top, hot, sweaty. I'm talking, this was in May, so it was a good 30 degree heat. Climbed all the way up, absolutely shattered, drink our water, sit on the side of the rocks again. He's like, do you want to do another meditation? I was like, sure, let's do another one. He's like, do you want to do the same one or a different one? I was like, let's try a different one. And Paul said to me, he was like, okay, we'll do a grounding meditation. And again, I didn't know what a grounding meditation was. He was like, just this will bring you back down to earth, so to speak. It will ground you. It will make you more centered, be more at one with yourself. I was like, if it's anything like the last one we did, let's do it. Let's rock. Sat there, started doing it. And then this is when, for the first time, I found my inner voice, you could say. I went into a bit of a trance, a bit of a meditative state, and then I just had this voice in my head. Again, I'd say to me now, being more experienced with meditation and learning more about spirituality. I'd say it's my higher self, my higher power, my inner voice. You can call it whatever you want. And it was just me saying to myself positive affirmations. You could say, like, I'm great, I'm amazing, I'm strong, I'm powerful. And I'd never really done this. I'd always been, tried to be a positive person. I'd always been focused and not let negative stuff get to me too much. But I'd never said to myself, I'm great, I'm confident. Again, I thought, it's a bit stupid, it's a bit silly. Now I know more, I know it's super powerful. And I've spoke about this before. And if you follow me on Instagram, you're a regular listener of the podcast, you'll know that I'm all about your words and how they have power and being positive and saying positive things to yourself. But this happened for the first time, just in my head, me saying it, not out loud, just it was coming, I'm great, I'm powerful, I'm super, I am beautiful, all that kind of good stuff. And this was just happening whilst I was in meditation. Came around again, Paul was like, anything? I was like, yeah, just in a voice, I was speaking to myself, but all in a positive way. He goes, that's awesome, like, you're really receptive. You've picked it up straight away. Same sort of things he was giving me feedback. And then we was like, right, looked out at the valley, took a few pictures, enjoyed the moment for a bit longer. Then we started to come down. Halfway down, we sat and chilled out. And he was like, do you want to do another meditation? And I was, again, at that time, it was almost like I'd taken a drug. And I was I had that addiction to it. I was like, yeah, give me more. So we sat there on the side of the rock again, about halfway down. And this is one of the most crazy experiences I've had during meditation. I've had a lot of things happen to me, and I will go into a few of those things a bit further into this podcast. But this was one of the most kind of bizarre things. Actually, two things happened, but let's go with the first thing, and then I'll come on to the bizarre thing. The first thing that happened was I had a first real experience of what you would call clairaudience. Clairaudience is clear hearing. I was having voices come into me and people speaking to me, and I was just getting this information whilst I was meditating. And one of the people that spoke to me was my wife. She wasn't my wife at the time, she was my girlfriend, but she was back in the UK. It was, at the time, the longest we'd been apart, and to this day, it still is the longest we've ever been apart from each other. And she was just talking to me, like, I miss you, I hope you're having a great time, I love you so much, don't worry, everything's fine, and we'll catch up and have an amazing time when you get back, and just words to those effect. And this was like, I almost started crying, because this was just like, I'd never experienced anything to this extent in my life. I'd never heard voices from someone that was on the other side of the Atlantic. You know, you can get what I'm saying. This was just like a really deep emotional connection and something so special for me. And this, to be honest as well, I've not really shared this with a lot of people. So this is a big moment as well for me sharing it with the world and with you guys listening into this podcast. That was the first thing that happened. Second thing was, I came around from my meditation, so like came out of that meditative state. And then my body, without my control, started leaning to one side, to the right. I believe it was the right, because Paul was sat to my right. I'm leaning over. And he's like, what are you doing? I was like, this is not me, mate. And he was like, shut up. And I was like, no, I swear to God, this is not me. And he pushed me back, and I just kept still. And then I started leaning to the side again, and he pushed me back, and it happened again. He was like, what is going on? I was like, I don't know. I said, I just feel energy. I feel something pushing me from one side, like a force field almost pushing me. And then it stopped almost. And then we did a bit more walking, and we decided to head back to the hotel. when we got back to the hotel and we was eating, having a drink when we got back, he was like, that was weird. I was like, yeah, it's crazy. It was a mad experience. Paul was saying, I can't believe what's happened here. It's your first time really experiencing meditation and a spiritual aspect to your life, and you've just took to it so well. I think he was almost a little bit jealous, but obviously I'd picked up on it and picked up on some of the energies that were in Sedona that day. He rang a friend of his to tell her what had happened, and she was a bit more open, could you say, and she was further down the line in her spiritual journey, and she was like, Ali's probably picked up a spirit and some kind of energy, and when he was being pushed over, it was probably the spirit or the energy having a little mess about with him. If he feels a bit weird about it, just tell him to say out loud the next time you're in Sedona to say thank you for being with me, but leave me alone. I don't need your help. And this again is how powerful your words are. That night we headed to Airport Rock, which is another energy zone. And when I got there, I said a few prayers, said thanks, and I just said, if you are a spirit or an energy and you're with me, I thank you for being with me, but I don't need you anymore. Can you please go? And after that, I guess I relinquished that contract with that spirit or that energy, because that didn't happen again. But it was an interesting experience and something that I wanted to share with you, and to show you that all sorts of things can happen when you're doing meditation. And ever since that day in Sedona, when I had those three experiences meditating, my meditation has just snowballed. It's something that I've carried on. It's a practice that I've done regularly, and it's benefited me hugely. That's the backstory. Might have been a bit long-winded, but I wanted to share you that information. Now I want to talk about some of the benefits, how it's personally helped me, what differences meditation has made in my life. I'd say the first benefit and the number one benefit, probably for me, is the reduction of worry and anxiety. I used to be a huge worrier. And maybe some of my friends and family that listen to this might not have even realized that, because I was very good at hiding it. I always put on a brave face, tried to be normal and act happy, but deep down and in the background, a lot of the time I spent worrying. And when I say worrying, I mean worrying about everything. Money, what people thought of me, what I was going to do in my future, whether what I was doing at the right time was the right thing, and the list goes on and on and on. And if you are a worrier, you may relate to this. I've always been confident, but I used to have a little bit of anxiety as well in certain situations and about certain things. So the worry and the anxiety, as soon as I started doing meditation, I won't say they disappeared, but they reduced by a massive figure, 90% reduction, I'd say. That was a huge, huge benefit by just putting meditation into my life and making it a regular practice. The second big thing that's happened and it's helped me with is patience. I'm still a bit impatient, I'm not going to lie. But it has made me more patient doing meditation. I don't get as stressed about certain situations. I don't like, oh, come on, get it done. Like that attitude. I've calmed down a lot and become more patient. That is a big, big thing that meditation has helped me with. The next thing that meditation has really helped me with, and one of the benefits I've got, is having that vision and purpose for my future self. As I mentioned, I found my inner voice. I had that clear hearing. And ever since then, when I go into meditation, I get lots of insights. A lot of the podcasts that I've done, a lot of things that I've done with the gym, a lot of things that I've done with my career and my self-development in the last few years have come out of meditation. This podcast came out of meditation. When I was in meditation, the voices, my inner voice, whatever, came to me, you've got to do a podcast. This is your time. This is how you can help more people. This is how you can spread your messages to the world, is through the podcast. That came in meditation. And loads of things relating to my vision for my future self have come out of meditation. If you feel like you are stuck at the moment, not knowing whether you're in the right career or whether you own the right business or whether you're going in the right direction, I highly suggest you start meditating and getting into deep meditation, because great things will come out of it. You will find your purpose. You will find your direction in life through meditation. I guarantee you that. Honestly, trust me on this. If you're not already doing it, get into it and you will find your vision and your higher purpose. And I can go on and on, but they're some of the main benefits. But it's taught me so much more as well. Stuff I've mentioned in previous episodes, such as gratitude, being humble, being positive, loads and loads of things meditation has taught me. And I'd say I'm a spiritual person now. I'm on a spiritual journey, as well as the journey with my life, with my relationships, with my business. I'm on that spiritual train. So I can't recommend it highly enough. Now I've spoke about some of the benefits, and these benefits as well, these have been listed in studies. This isn't something that I'm just saying that's only happened to me. There's studies to show how beneficial meditation can be for all sorts of things: mind, body, spirit. Moving forward, let's talk about my practice, my meditation practice. Meditation is different for everybody, and each meditation practice is different. Each one is different for me, as it will be for you, as it will be for the next person. You can't pin it down and say meditation is just this one thing. When I spoke to Jason Stevenson in episode 11, if you go back and listen to that, I hope it's episode 11. When you go back and listen to that, he says meditation to him is all about being still, being in the moment and practicing the breath. And that for me is part of it, but that's just one part. It can be anything, meditation. You can define it yourself. As I said, each meditation practice is different. And what I want you to realize, guys, listening into this about meditation is just like life. It's not always going to be amazing, and it's not always going to be plain sailing. You will have ups and downs. You will have moments come to you where you feel upset from meditation, where it brings up painful memories. You will have moments of joy and elation. You will have moments where you feel like you're having an out-of-body experience. You'll have moments when you do meditation where you feel like it's zapped all of your energy. Each practice is different, and it's not going to be plain sailing. It'll be up and down, a bit like a roller coaster. But I guarantee you, if you keep practicing with it and you keep doing it regularly, you will get better at it, number one. And two, you will get more positives out of it than you will negatives. And your life will change for the better. Every successful person in the world, or that's probably a bit ambitious, not every person, but the vast majority of successful people in the world meditate at least once a day. All of the big dogs you can think of. And I'm not just talking about success financially, just people that have had success in all areas of their life. A lot of them owe it to meditation. Some of the big gurus, you think of people like Tony Robbins, Tim Ferriss, these people that are helping others, coaching them, life coaches, gurus, whatever you want to call them, they all meditate. So it's not just something that a small group of people are doing. And if you want to be successful and you want to have a better life, I can't recommend meditation enough. But let's talk about my practice. I went off on a bit of a tangent there, but let's talk about my practice and what it looks like. As I said, each one's different, But for me, it always starts off with a few prayers. And just for the record, I am not religious. I was raised as a Christian, you could say. I went to a school where we practiced Christianity. My mum was an evangelicist, so she was into going to church on and off. She wasn't hardcore, but she went on and off. So I did have elements of religion growing up, but I am not religious. I like to look at all religions and take elements from them, but I'm not a religious person. So when I say prayers, these are just words that I say to myself and how I can almost ground myself a little bit. My prayers will be different to somebody else's. They're just ones that are personal to me. I say them first to set the mood and set the tone for the meditation. So I say the same kind of four prayers at the start of every meditation practice. After I've said them, whether I say them in my head or say them out loud, then I will start with breathing. Let's get back to proper breathing, people. If you forget everything else that I say in this podcast, just try some breathing exercises, because we have forgotten how to breathe. We live these high-powered, stressed-out lives and we are breathing incorrectly. We're doing rapid breathing most of the time through the mouth. We forgot about nasal breathing, and this is not helping us. This is increasing our cortisol levels. It's making us ill. It's affecting our immune system. Just all negative stuff. Here's an example. I know they don't move very fast, so that helps them. But the giant tortoise, for example. The giant tortoise breathes, on average, 4 breaths per minute. Their average life expectancy is 126 years old, on average. Say no more. Another example is monkeys. They live quite long lives as well, and they only breathe between 15 and 30 breaths per minute. So if we can slow our breathing down, we've got a chance to live a longer life. So that's massive. So yeah, once I've said my prayers, I get into breathing, and I usually do, sometimes I mix it up, but I usually do quite rhythmical breathing. So something like this. So in through the nose for like 4 counts. So 1, 2, 3, 4 whilst I'm breathing in through the nose, and then I'll pause for maybe 1 or 2 seconds. So hold the breath, 1, 2, and then I'll exhale for 4 breaths out through the mouth. You don't have to do that pattern. You can do whatever pattern you want, but for me, that just feels like a nice flow. Sometimes I'll just do it all through my nose. So in and out through the nose. Play around with it. Find what works for you. Mix it up. It's just like anything. It's like exercise. Variation is key. But also, it's good to find what works for you, just like exercise as well. So yeah, get into the breathing. And because I'm experienced now with meditation, I've been doing it for 3 and a bit years. I can get into meditation quite quickly. So I get into that state, that altered state of consciousness, you could say, quite quickly. Just a few breaths and I'm in it. And then who knows what happens? Anything can come in. I could have the positive stuff coming in. I could hear my inner voice. I could be moving. I've danced in meditation before. I've done stretches. I've spoken different languages, such as, I don't know what they are, to be honest. I'd say it's Sanskrit, but I don't know. But I've done that through meditation. Sometimes I chant, sometimes I move my fingers. All sorts of stuff can happen. And what will happen for you will be different to what happens to me. But just being there in the moment, being still and breathing, even if you just do that for 3 or 4 minutes, it will have a massive impact on your life. A lot of people say to me, I can't do meditation because my mind just whirls. That's the whole point. It doesn't matter. Sometimes my mind whirls. I've got lots of things on my mind as well. But the important thing is, you can't switch that off. Nobody can. Not even the best people. Not your Dalai Lamas, not your David Blaines. Their mind will still be working. You can't switch off your thoughts. So the key thing to do is, if your mind is racing, just be aware. Awareness is key. We've spoke about this before in many podcast episodes. Just be aware of those thoughts. Analyze them. And then just breathe them away, or breathe on them or breathe them out, whatever works for you. And just be still and just try and enjoy that moment of where you are. Try not to worry. Just try and just relax, breathe, and switch off as best as you can. As I said, you're not going to switch off completely, but just bring yourself down, chilled out. And just do that for 3 or 4 minutes. People will say every day, but you might struggle to do that to start off with. Just do 3 or 4 minutes every other day. That will make a huge impact. And if you can get into the practice of doing it daily, then happy days. Another thing you can do, which I didn't mention, is you can set an intention for that meditation. And I do this sometimes. So if I'm maybe stuck on a particular area of my life that I've hit some roadblocks, or I need a bit of intuition or guidance or help, I might set an intention for that meditation. Let me just give you a quick example. I'd say my prayers. I'd start with a bit of rhythmical breathing, getting into the moment. And then I might say, my intention for this meditation is to find a way to overcome the blocks I'm having in relation to my marketing for Kinetic Fitness. That's just an example. And then go into the meditation, and something might come out of it. I might get an insight. That happens the vast majority of the time for me. Sometimes it might not. I might go off and things might happen. I might go off on a different angle. But setting an intention is a good way to get you more focused in your meditation as well. There's loads of different things you can do. So that is my practice. That's how I do it. And I've been in meditations for 2 or 3 minutes before, all the way through to, I think the longest I've ever been in meditation is maybe like nearly 40 minutes. So it can be a long process. And then I just come out of it, and most of the time I feel better. Sometimes it doesn't go so well, but most of the times I feel better, and I feel energized, positive, and I have some actions to take out of it. Here's a key tip. When you're finished, and if you get something great from your meditation, write that shit down, man. Put it down on paper or put it in your notes section of your phone, because I guarantee you will forget it. I've got a bit of a scatterbrain. I'm working on trying to get my memory better, but I've got a bit of a scatterbrain. So if I don't write things down or I don't put them in my phone, I will forget, and I guarantee you will as well. So if you get something great from your meditation, write it down. Put that insight down on paper, and then you can implement it. And that's how my meditation practice goes. And I want to try and evolve it and take things to the next level, but I'm happy with what I do at the moment. I'm going to mention something as well, just so you don't get it twisted. My meditation, in terms of the frequency, goes up and down. Some weeks I am on it, A1 on it, and I will meditate every single day, sometimes twice a day, bish bash bosh, 7 days a week. Other times, I might just do it once or twice a week. Recently, my meditation has been poor. I've probably only meditated maybe like 3 or 4 times in the last couple of weeks. Excuse me. It's not always going to be frequent. If you can get yourself into that habit of doing it every single day, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night, or half an hour a day, or 20 minutes a day, whatever works for you, then that's awesome. But I'm just being honest with you guys. I'm not that person that does it every single day at this moment in time. I have done in the past, and I may do in the future, but I don't at the moment. But what I have noticed is that meditation comes to me, or I find it, or I do it when I need it. I was having some blocks this week, and I decided to do a meditation on these blocks I was having, and I cleared the blocks. So it came to me at the right time, and I believe that it will come to you at the right time as well. You will find meditation, you will start meditation, you will progress with meditation when the time is right. Everything happens for a reason. There was a reason why I flew out to Arizona, there was a reason why I went to Sedona. There's a reason why I sat on the side of that rock and meditated, and there's a reason why all that positive stuff happened to me at that time. And the same thing will happen for you. So don't be scared. to get into meditation, and don't be scared if you're not doing it regularly. It will come. And like anything, exercise, eating well, sleeping well, meditation, practice makes permanent. Practice makes permanent. The more you do it, the better you will get at it. I believe meditation is a skill. The more you do it, the better you will get, and you can improve it. How do you get into it then? That's the next part. And I'm going to wrap this up pretty soon, but let's talk about how you can get into it. If you listen back to that previous podcast episode that I did all about meditation with Jason Stevenson, he gives you some tips in that of how you can get into it. But I'd say the best way, if you are a beginner, if you've never done meditation before, or maybe you've dabbled with it, but you really want to get going with it, the best thing you can do is do a guided meditation. This can be a class. So in your area, you can go to a guided meditation class. But for me, the best tool you can use is either YouTube or Spotify or iTunes. Anything that streams guided meditations. You don't have to download an app. You can do. There's stuff out there like Calm and Headspace, but you don't have to do that. YouTube, Spotify, iTunes are great tools. You can get free guided meditations, audio recordings on there that you can stream, you can listen to, that will help you with your meditation. The man I'm going to recommend is obviously Jason Stevenson. He has a huge following on YouTube. I think he might even be at like 1 million followers on YouTube now, 1 million subscribers. He's crazy. He does his guided meditations. He's been on the podcast, one of my earliest guests. And as I said, go and listen to that podcast after you've listened to this one, because it's awesome and he's an amazing guy. So I recommend Jason Stevenson. He's got a calming voice. He will soothe you. He will help you get into that meditation. And a lot of his stuff is done through visualization and imagination. And that is a part of our brain that, again, in this modern world, this hustle and bustle world, that we've forgotten about. Unless you are like an arty person or you're into that kind of imaginative work, most of us forget about this imagination side and this visualization side. And Jason Stevenson is really good at opening up that area of your brain. And when you start to imagine and when you start to visualize, you can get into meditation a lot easier. So I highly recommend him. But there's others out there as well. Just search guided meditation. There's even the one that I started with. There'll be more than one. The Merkaba. If you look for that on YouTube, don't hold me to this. Let me say it's Merkahbah. I think that's right. But Merkaba, look it up. You can do that one as well. There's so many. Just find something that works for you and give it a go. If it doesn't work the first time, don't give in, like anything. Sometimes you'll go into the gym and you'll try running and it won't work. But you don't give up. You go again, and the next time you might not do it, but the next time you do it. It's like anything. Keep going with it. Don't give in. It will get easier. You will get better at it. But a guided meditation for me is the best way you can get into meditation. You can get started. Have someone speaking you through it so you know exactly what you do. And when you do a guided meditation as well, it gives you something to focus on. For you guys out there that are scatterbrains, that are, your minds are working at 1 million miles an hour, a guided meditation will zone you in. It will stop you from thinking all these thoughts and being a bit all over the place. It will focus you, because when you're in a guided meditation, there's only two things you can really focus on. Number one is your breathing and your breath work. Number two is the person who's doing the guided meditation's voice. And that's it. You can focus on those two things. So it zones you in and gets you more focused and allows you to get into that meditation much, much easier. So I highly recommend guided meditations. Right, guys, I have rattled on there for about 40 minutes. So I think it's time to wrap this podcast episode up. I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. And to be honest, it's information that I've not shared with a great deal of people other than some of my closest friends, my family, and my wife. So I've enjoyed sharing it with you, and I hope you found it inspirational, useful, and you're going to put some of it into practice, and you're going to start meditating, or if you are meditating, take it to the next level. As always, if you are listening to this and you feel a bit stuck, whether that's with your fitness, so I'm talking the body, your nutrition, again the body, your mindset, or anything psychological, so the mind, or the spiritual aspect of well-being, such as meditation, gratitude, affirmations, etc. If you are struggling with any of those areas, mind, body, spirit, get in touch with me. I am here to help you. Shoot me an email, ali.west@kineticfitness. Message me on Instagram, aliwestfitness. Go to the website, kineticfitness.co.uk. I'm here to help you. Whether you are in Nottingham, whether you're in the UK, or whether you're anywhere in the world, I can help you. That's the beauty of technology now. I can help you to become a better version of yourself. So do not hesitate to get in touch. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast as well, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and leave a review. And take your screenshots and post them onto social media, onto Instagram, and I will share them. And that is it. That is episode 32, all wrapped up. Until next week, have a great week. Try and give some meditation a go. Keep strong, keep healthy, look after yourself. And I will speak to you next week on episode number 33. And yeah, have an awesome week. Peace and love.